Sex and sexuality play different roles in different religions. In Christianity, there are some pretty high standards for sex. Purity is something to be cherished in Christianity and something to hold on to until marriage. Saving oneself from marriage is a common teaching in Christianity. The Bible puts marriage on a high pedestal and makes it a goal in fulfilling life. The idea in Christianity is that we should not desire anything over God. When thinking of the seven deadly sins, lust is a part of it. Christianity does not have the best rep for shaming, especially when it comes based on sexuality. Because sexuality in Christianity can be seen as an expression for holiness that God has intended, there are very modest teachings on it. In Catholicism, priests are supposed to remain celibate and unmarried. The church commends celibacy as a way to focus on pleasing the Lord, the act as a representation of Christ. The Bible still affirms Christian marriage amongst some church leaders like bishops, elders, and deacons. Pastors in Christianity are also allowed to become married. When it comes to same-sex marriage, the Christian church remains rather conservative and modest. The Bible speaks on marriage between a man and woman, which makes the church have close-minded approaches to other options. However, recently the Pope made statements in support of same-sex marriage unions. Islam is somewhat similar with prohibitions to extramarital sex and homosexuality. Marriage in Islam is greatly encouraged and celebrated as great acts of love and closeness. While Christianity forbids abortion and the use of contraceptives, Islam permits some contraceptives and abortions before 4 months post-conception. Circumcision among Muslims is a cultural rite and considered a sign of belonging in the community. Buddhists, on the other hand, are much more open with sex and sexuality. Buddhism states that sex should always be approached with good intention. Sexual misconduct would include adultery and promiscuity. Other than this, Buddhists are pretty open with sex. The Buddha taught that depriving oneself in something can lead to suffering. The middle path should always be followed. This can apply to sex. Buddhists are also open to contraception with good intentions. This relates to responsible family planning and disease control. Chastity is not a requirement of leading a Buddhist life, marriage is not a duty, and cohabitation is permitted. In the Vijnana, a Buddhist text for monks, however, Buddhist monks are forbidden from having sexual relationships with men, women, and anyone in general. As for the general view on homosexuality, Buddhist teachings reflect the society around them. In Hinduism, many Hindus believe that sensual pleasure is one of the four main goals in life, and sexual intercourse is a duty in marriage. Self-control is an important teaching in Hinduism. Many Hindus seek sexual pleasure and other forms of kama within the guidelines of Dharma and Ahimsa. Both men and women are expected to be virgins when they marry. Sex is explicitly discouraged among Brahmanas and priests. Like Buddhists, attitudes toward LGBTQ vary at different temples and ashrams.